This is Andrew at the Gadget Show Live. I'm with Peter from Fitbit, who have a very interesting fitness-based product. Peter, why don't you tell me a bit more?
Right, okay, so what we have is the Fitbit Ultra, which is a wireless activity tracker. And ultimately what that will do is there's a small, tiny device that clips on your person. It can be on your shorts, it can be on your trousers. Ladies tend to put it on their bra strap, but it's very, very discreet, hidden. And what it actually does through its technology, which is through an accelerometer, it wirelessly transfers all your data, whether it's steps you're taking, whether it's flights of stairs you're taking, because it also measures altitude as well, and it will tell you how many calories you've burned, and all of that will be wirelessly transferred, so you don't have to do any docking with your computer, and then you can monitor that on your iPhone or your Android device or on your computer, set goals, join league tables so that it encourages you to do more activity and compete, and all of that can also be added to a to what you're also burning. So whilst it's great to see how much calories you are physically burning, you can maybe add in foods and things like that, which you can track via your Android or again your iPhone device or from the computer, so you can monitor how much calories you're burning versus how much calories you're putting in.
Okay, and the device is just about the size of a small memory stick, and it's got a little blue screen on it?
That's right, yeah. It's about the size of a chewing gum stick, some people say. About that sort of size. So very, very small and discreet, very light. Holds its charge for about a week, so you don't need to worry about sort of docking it to charge too often either. Yes, it has a small little LED screen on it, or an OLED screen on it, rather, which will show the basics, which will be, like you say, your steps, your distance you've travelled in a day, how many calories you've burned, and how many flights of stairs you're taking. But, again, all of that is replicated on the on your own software dashboard, which is again replicated on your iPhone or your Android device. So there's no reason why you can't keep an eye on what you've been doing all day long and try and sort of encourage yourself to do that a little bit more.
Okay. And there's a social element to it as well?
Absolutely. You can invite your friends onto your own league tables, and you can do that via email or via Facebook. And also if you want to boast, or if you're really into sort of maybe sort of just teasing your friends that are also doing it, you can tweet all your results. You can add up to Facebook all the badges that you've done, because it encourages you with daytime badges, lifetime achievements, and it gives you those little encouragements rather than sort of telling you that you're not doing very well. It tries to passively encourage you to do more. And ultimately what happens is, me like so many others, you get addicted to it and you stop taking escalators, you stop taking lifts, and you start to do a lot more walking, and ultimately that's much better for your health.
Yeah, sounds like I could do with this. Tell me, what's the price point?
It's $79.99, which, considering one other function I've not mentioned yet, becomes really, really good value, because it's also a sleep tracker as well. Now, some sleep trackers could cost you anything from £50 to £150 if you look online. So the Fitbit Ultra will also monitor your sleep, and it measures your movement during the night, and it comes with a wrist strap for you to be able to wear that at night time comfortably, because for all of us to properly recharge our bodies, we need to be in the deepest form of sleep. So it'll tell you when you've had maybe an unbroken sleep, and then because you're monitoring your food and your exercise, you can see what it is each day that maybe was causing you to sleep better the day before, and you can make changes. I don't drink red wine late at night anymore, because I know I don't get such a good sleep, and that means I feel a lot better every day and I want to do more.
For me, it's a four-year-old daughter.
I can't help you with that.
Tell me, you've also got a Wi-Fi smart scale here?
Yeah, what we're showing for the first time, actually, is a pair of Wi-Fi scales called the Fitbit Area, which we're launching towards the end of May in the UK. And these scales are basically wireless. They come with four AA batteries. It links to your home network wirelessly, very easy to set up. You don't need to plug it into your computer the first time you set it up. You will see it as a hotspot on your home network. And then what you can actually do is you can monitor all your weight, your body mass, BMI, completely wirelessly. Recognises up to 8 different users. So in a family home, you can all get on it, and you don't have to worry that you're accidentally adding weight to somebody else's dashboard. And very, very cleverly, in terms of doing your BMI, it sends a very small, when you're on it with bare feet, it's got sensors on it, sends a signal up one leg, down the other, measures the resistance so that it can actually tell you how well you're performing in terms of how much fat and your actual impedance through the body, and it can do that wirelessly, and that will also work with a very, very similar dashboard to the Fitbit Ultra. So everything that I've said in terms of all those great badges, being able to monitor everything on your Android and your iPhone, monitoring foods, Everything like that also comes with the Fitbit's Aria scales, and it makes it again a very social bit of fun, but also ultimately you don't have to worry about writing down all your weight. And what I like most about the graphs is it's all very good when we lose weight, but sometimes, you know, our body mass or our fat element may not be going in the right direction versus our weight, and we want to make sure that we monitor both of those things correctly. So otherwise you could be thinking you're doing good for yourself, but actually you might be getting thin but keeping your body mass or the fat content higher than it should be. So it'll help you with that and give you a good historical data.
That's great. And what's the price point on the scales?
Those will be launching towards the end of May for $119.99.
Okay, thanks very much. And what's the URL?
It's www.fitbit.com.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.